Bear Country 95.3, 755, 70 right now here in Greenfield. Another cloudy day with some showers likely for today. We'll have a high up around 81. It's Tuesday just before 8, and that means Mick gets some time here at Bear Country 95.3.
I have some time for you.
Yeah, I hope so, because I blocked out this time for you.
Right.
Mick from Montague Webworks right here in Greenfield. What's going on, Mick? How are you, buddy?
I'm really kind of sick of this rain, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I know.
It's yesterday I walked into a store and everyone just had this sort of look of deflation.
Yes.
You know, it's just relentless. Anyway, but the weekend was great.
Good.
Despite all the rain.
Okay.
We went to the pig roast.
Oh, that's right, because we talked to
Samantha Roberts.
Yeah, last Tuesday, and she was talking about the barn that got destroyed by the big windstorm.
Back in June, yeah.
Yeah, and now they're trying to rebuild it, and they're trying to raise a lot of money to get this done, because it's an expensive task, obviously.
It is.
So you went to the pig roast.
I went to the pig roast.
Oh, nice.
And it was extremely delicious. They had all kinds of sides and large humps of pulled pork that was being cooked right there. You walked right past the roaster. They were working on it and cutting it and coming out with trays. It was like all right there.
I like
there.
That show.
Yeah. It's like, can I just hang out here and like pull little snippets? But it was good. So they raised $3,700.
Nice.
Which is nice. And, you know, Pine Hills Orchards donated their time and the space and their little gazebo, or their big gazebo, rather, eating area.
Mm-hmm.
And a good time was had by all.
Good.
Yep. And So they are still looking for money. They have a GoFundMe campaign going on, and it's right on their website. So you, dear listener, if you weren't able to make it and you were thinking you were going to go, but it was raining, if you want to just throw them a couple of bucks, that would be awesome. The website is dar-ridgefarm.com. So it's dar-ridgefarm.com. And there's a news article there, and you can see the photo of Brady McElhenney dishing out the pork.
Oh, Brady from Pine Hill.
From Pine Hill. That's right. And I want to say a quick thanks to Greenfield Farmers Co-op. They donate. So they had a raffle as well.
Okay.
That raised probably, you know, a third of the money altogether. Greenfield Farmers Co-op donated $300 gift certificates.
Nice job, Greenfield
like
Farmers
right
Cooperative
away,
Exchange.
Right off the bat there. Yes, indeed. Good deal to you. And Black Birch Vineyard donated a case of their wine. And, of course, the pig came from Mark Scranton. He just donated the whole thing and his effort and the propane and the whole. He just came out and
nice
said,
job.
Let's throw it together because, you know, we are a farming community. And let's all throw together and help these people out. They got to build their barn before winter comes.
Yeah, I think that family's on the right track right now.
That's right. They are. They're moving forward. And it's a bit of a tragedy, but, you know, everyone pulls together. It's a good thing.
Mick is from Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks is a part of our 30% off store. A lot of new additions, by the way, to the 30% off store, including Ice Cream Alley, which is right here on Main Street in Greenfield. Who doesn't, Mick? I mean, come on. Mick and Montague Webworks, remember the services in Montague Webworks also at a 30% discount when you purchase the gift certificates. Mick, stay out of trouble, okay?
I'll stay dry as well.
All right, it's 7:59.